You've told us before that the Hospice Society, the Columbia Valley, covers everywhere from Canal Flats all the way up to Edgewater and in between. You do a wonderful job helping people with bereavement, but you do have to fundraise, don't you?
Yes, we do. A lot of our budget comes to the fundraising and grants. So that's something that's important, and we haven't been able to do much in the last year and a half because of COVID. So it's been a little bit harder.
Right. So this time you've got a unique one starting, it'll be a week today. Is it a Canada Day swim they're going to do?
No, July 8th.
July 8th. Okay. Let's talk about the swim a little bit. We'll get one of the participants on with us after you. But
yes, that would be great.
How is it going to roll out then?
Well, we went to a lot of our donors, first of all, and got some wonderful donations. Our grand prize is 4-night stay in a log cabin with a hosted dinner by Bob and Barb Shaughnessy up at K2 Ranch with your own lake and your own canoe and kayak. And so that was our grand prize, and that was a $2,500 prize. But we have got had donated to us $12,000 worth of prizes. And we've been selling raffle tickets online or at Home Hardware for the last couple of months and doing quite well. I think we're at 90% sold.
Right. How has it been for, helping people with bereavement with COVID-19? Have you been doing a lot of that via Zoom and by telephone then, Denise?
Yes, we haven't stopped. Definitely by Zoom. And because people can't be with their loved ones in hospital, because of COVID, it's a different kind of bereavement. There's a sadness of not just the loss, but not being with them during the time period, except by FaceTime or by telephone. So we do it, and we've continued to do it, and we're still getting a number of bereavement clients over this last time.
But doesn't a society like yours, it must feel rewarding for the volunteers, even though it's probably a little bit stressful because you're taking a lot of sadness, but it has to feel good that you've helped people through this time, especially now.
I think it's a gift, actually, when people are at the end of their life and you have the privilege of giving them that final gift of supporting them. You also get the gift back from that and feel like you've really helped someone through that difficult time period. And the same with the bereavement. And we're actually adding on anticipatory grief now because we realize with not being able to be in the hospital and, the anticipation of the loss is also a process that people go through.
I see. How are you doing for volunteers, Denise?
Oh, good. Yeah, we have a really strong volunteer base. And we have, I think, over 80. We've done, since we opened, 18,000 hours of volunteer time.
Oh, man. Oh, that's wonderful.
It's a very active community here throughout the valley.
Yeah. Why, that's excellent what you're doing. To the fundraiser, and I know that Dick is listening from his home, who's one of the participants in the upcoming fundraiser. Dick, if you want to start dialing in now, and we'll let Denise kind of finish up here with how people can donate and what's going to happen with this fundraiser where we're going to get people swimming.
Yes, and that's he'll be able to tell you about the swimmers themselves. But just to know that without Dick's volunteering and the rest of his team, we wouldn't have been able to put on a big fundraiser like this. And the amount of money we're bringing in is going to be equal to at least one of our big events, if not two.
Very good. Yeah, he dances in the past. Denise, I'm going to let you go because Dick is calling on right on schedule here today.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you, Dennis, for doing this.
Yeah, you're welcome. We'll catch up with you again. And Dick, and hopefully that's you on the fly here this morning. How are you today?
Very good, Dennis.
Yeah, you live in Invermere, so I can get a weather check from you before we get going here. We just had one from Canal Flats. You were okay through the storm last night then?
Totally, yeah. It rained most of the night. I'm here in Windermere, but we're very close to Invermere anyway. And yeah, the skies are clear. It's looking like a beautiful day.
Well, you're getting set to swim. Are you in shape? Are you ready to do it? Let's tell our listeners what you're going to be doing for hospice in your local area then.
Okay, so I'm an avid swimmer, and my wife she helps out with a hospice fundraiser as a volunteer, and she suggested that myself and a few of my friends maybe swim the whole length of the lake and try to sell the raffle tickets to get the hospice back on their feet again. So we've been training 2 or 3 days a week. We swim across the lake and back. We wear a little swim buddy around our waist, so boaters that are out there water skiing in the early mornings, they don't run us over. So, and the water temperatures are just beautiful lately, so we're looking forward to it.
That's going to be like a bathtub by the time you actually do the event, because with the warm temperatures we've got coming, is that good or bad? Do you like it a little bit colder when you're doing a swim like that, an endurance swim?
No, we wear wetsuits anyway, so yeah, the cooler is better, but there's one guy who doesn't wear a wetsuit, and I don't know how he does it, but he does.
Okay. What's put you so close to hospice? Sometimes when people get involved with an organization, it's because, an organization has helped them. Is that why you're doing this?
Well, this was my wife being on the volunteer committee. They were looking for something, and like we said, she suggested that I swim and like get this kind of organized. So she volunteered me to do this. So I'm doing it, and I'm totally happy because it's an amazing cause. And you know, the swim is secondary to this whole event, really, when you think about it.
No, absolutely. It's wonderful what you're going to be doing there. I'm sure there'll be some people that'll be cheering you on, I guess, when you get out there on that day. That falls on a Thursday, so not Canada Day. Yes. It falls exactly a week after, doesn't it?
Totally, yes. We want to avoid lots of boat traffic on long weekends and things like that because, you know, it's not a spectator sport, put it that way, because it's going to take us over 4 hours probably to swim the length of the lake. It's approximately 16 kilometers, so, and it's not a race, so we're out there. Hopefully we get the good weather.
Is there a beach on the other side that you're touching your feet on then?
Totally, yes. Athlamere Beach, right down in Windermere.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, right at the lakefront. Okay, I get it. You're going right to, not Kinsman, but by the okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's totally neat. Yep. Well, gee, good luck to you on that one. We'll have to, you'll have to give us a call. What time are you going to take off that morning then?
Well, again, we'll look at the weather. If it's going to be a little bit windy, we'll probably start quite a bit earlier just to make sure we try to finish that day. I mean, lightning, heavy wind is super difficult to swim in, so who knows? The prizes are just kind of already going to be pre-picked, the winners are, from the night before, but it's who gets the grand prize, that will be determined from the time that we finish the swim. So
okay, well, fair enough then. We'll just follow the forecast. What I'm getting at is that morning, if it doesn't put too much on your plate, we'll get you to phone just before you jump in the water. We'll get you on the air and
totally.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Well, thanks
can
for
I phone this. Can I phone this number, Dennis?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, at that time. And I'm gonna let you get on your way and let you keep training.
Okay.
Thank you. Wonderful. Alrighty. What you're doing there.
Okay, thanks, buddy, and love your show. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in here today. So that's what they're doing. They're going to swim across the lake up at Windermere to Athlamere, basically, or along in the water in support of the Columbia Valley Hospice Society, or officially the Hospice Society of Columbia Valley, not on a Canada Day, but a week after that. So exactly 2 weeks from today.